right now, of course, the South Sudanese need to know that the talks are at bilateral stages, and therefore the issue now is to engage all the principals, which mainly the two principals, to make compromise, to be able to accept more inclusive government, and to be able to accept themselves and work together. Generally, there was a major call. The spirit was good, and one could describe it as fruitful. And as talk goes ahead, there is actually probably hope that it will be different from the phases that we had in Addis. Generally, the region have realized, and everyone have realized, that there is indeed the need for South Sudan to have peace, because it is obvious that none, whether the region or South Sudanese, there's no one who is benefiting out of this. The most crucial issues that are, we are going to look at it ahead of a few days, is basically the composition of the participants. Mm-hmm. Generally, the major speaking issue now is the Riyadh participation in the upcoming transition government. Will be Dr. Riyad be in position to sign an agreement that he will not be part of it? And how do we pursue the government to accept a more broader and inclusive and all-inclusive a transition government? So this is basically the major angle that I think President Yoweri Museveni is going to play a very big and major role on that. And also President Bashir, he is really engaging the two principals in a very constructive manner.
And yesterday, as they meet, have there been some issues that they have discussed and they have agreed on?
Yes, but no one has, according to President Museveni, is that that they have discussed as head of the state, and therefore President Bashir has all the details. So basically, there must have been there an agreed roadmap between President Bashir and President Yoweri Museveni on how to proceed from now with the few days that are remaining ahead of us. And of course, we are going to have a broaden and the actual talks beginning probably by 29th, where other stakeholders, including the civil society, will have arrived here. Apparently, only few who have arrived, those who had the direct invitation from the Sudanese government for the foreign affairs. And proceeding there, the two major issues, the issue of the parliament and the issue of the member state, these are the only two sticking issues in the governance. Then the issue of whether they react to participate in the next transition government or not is actually being handled by the head of the state. And of course, you know, there will be an ordinary summit that will also decide on the final status of Dr. Riyad Machar. And at the same time, the African Union is holding a side meeting on the African Union security. So they will also look at a number of issues, how to impose impunity measures. But generally, one could describe that the talks, the opening, it was basically an open section that was happening yesterday. And one would say that so far the spirit is good in Khartoum. And hopefully, if things goes as people say, inshallah, hopefully things will work out for better. But generally, there has been a great commitment by the Sudanese government in terms of the hospitality and the treatments, and how even they are proceeding. And today, there will be a very clear roadmap on what's going to happen in the next few days that are remaining ahead. Yeah, it's an opening with an opening speeches. And the opening speeches all had worked towards, they were actually directed to the commitment by the regions towards ensuring South Sudan attain peace. And also the region, none of all of the region or the neighbors is actually benefiting. So basically the war is not only a burden on South Sudanese, but it's also a burden on the region. And therefore, there is a commitment from the region that at least this war is brought an end.
Yes, and as a leader of a political party, what could you like to see next?
Basically, we really wanted to see peace brought back. We really wanted to see major compromises and tough decisions being made as leaders. And that will actually give a breathing space to our people, and that will also help to us to be working on reforms and democratic transformation. And as a leader of political parties, we look at South Sudanese from all, irrespective from wherever they are, whether they are in the government, the armed group control areas or the rebel control areas, we look at them as our voters in generally. So we are here on behalf of our voters to be able to ensure that they are represented and their right is preserved. And we are really looking far ahead rather than just having peace. We also wanted this process to end at the transition government that will restore power to them.
When you said you want to see tough conditions, what kind of conditions and given by who?
We want to see the provisions and the reforms within the already agreed provisions. You remember we had already finished an agreement on judicial reforms, on electoral reforms, and a number of issues. So we only remain with a very few issues that we have not agreed on. So we wanted to see a transition that that's going to implement those provisions, and a transition that at least will end, not at the revitalization again, but it will end at elections, and the power will be restored back to the people. And at this stage now, South Sudanese are not absolute decision-making on this process. It's only the political elite. But once the power is restored back to them and they have some, there is a democratic process of elections, therefore South Sudanese now have the right to choose whoever they want and to determine who are the ones should lead them. So the power will be absolutely at the hand of South Sudanese, as opposed to what is here today, that the power is within the elite, and the citizens badly wanted peace there, and the political elite could not agree. And so basically we are really, to my perspective, our leaders, we are holding the power hostage from them, and therefore it is really my duty as a leader of a political party to ensure that their views and their opinions and feelings are reflected at this Khartoum face talks.
All right, Peter, let's leave it like that. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us. We really do appreciate your time.